He leads me, O blessed thought. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as we experience truth about the leading of our Heavenly Father. How does God direct our path in the midst of pain and sorrow? This may be your question as a follower of Jesus Christ. You know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior. You are a child of the Heavenly Father. You experience great grief and pain, and you ask yourself, how was God directing my path in the midst of all the pain and sorrow? After a time of great loss and pain in my life, I came to a point of healing and looked back on those painful times. I wrote the following about the Lord leading me. This is what I wrote. Although in the past few years I have often doubted the Lord's leading me, I now know He has led me through it all. I can see how much I depended on Him in the darkest hours. He was with me. The Lord, my shepherd, led me beside still waters, through the green pastures, and yes, we walked through the valley of the shadow of death. There were times when I did not know or understand the paths we took, times filled with despair and hopelessness, but God, in His grace, led me out of the darkness to a new morning, a new day filled with hope for tomorrow. This year is a year that will be filled with hope and a future. And as I begin my journey for this year, I will realize my neediness and dependence on the Heavenly Father to lead me through paths unknown. Our pastor spoke on hearing God's voice and stepping out of the boat as Peter did to walk on water. Lord, let me hear your voice. Let me know the voice of the Good Shepherd and turn from any other voice. As you lead, Father, let me be your faithful follower. The following scriptures speak of choosing life and faithfully following the Lord's leading. Deuteronomy 30:11-20, New Living Translation, the choice of life or death. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, this message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. Now listen. Today I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep His commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in His ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Dear friend, let's choose life. And when storms overtake us, let us continue to follow the Lord and His commands. When there is despair and hopelessness, cry out to the Heavenly Father and trust that He is leading throughout the painful times. Psalm 40:1-5, the New Living Translation. A Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols. O Lord, my God, You have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all Your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid seams of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters still or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for 'tis His hand that leadeth me. Dear Heavenly Father, You are faithful and true. You are compassionate and kind. Your works are marvelous and great. I ask You to touch each one listening today. Father, minister to your children. For your child that is listening today, who is storm-tossed and not comforted, bring your peace and comfort. Let them know that you lead us even in the valley of the shadow of death. Dear Father, for your child that is listening today, and they are choosing between life and death, between following you and your commands, or following other gods, let them choose life. Let them hear from you, Lord, and be led by you. Help them to faithfully follow your ways. Lord, for the one listening today, who is discouraged and needs hope, bring the truth of your word to them, and may they be encouraged and find hope to continue serving you, Lord, and trusting you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the one listening today that does not know you, but as they have listened today, their hearts are pricked, and they desire to know you, the one true God that leads his children through times of sickness, sorrow, pain, and death. As they desire to know you, let them confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and they will be saved, coming to know you, Lord, and being led as your child. Father, let them come to you. Break down every barrier between them and knowing the one true God. Father, bless your people and come alongside each one with your presence. Lead, guide, and direct. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian. Or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian with Healing Moments. May you experience the truth about the leading of the Lord today.